Another rainstorm, another bucket to fill for a Hawthorne family inside their mobile home. Hurricane Irma left the family's home beyond repair in 2017. The damage has caused moisture to accumulate over the years, creating a severe mold problem that has progressively gotten worse. Now, they are calling on Alachua County to reverse an old rule so that they can replace the home. 18-year-old Lolly Chapman says the mold has gotten so bad that it opened holes on the roof, dampened the floors, and broke the front door. But she's more worried about her 62-year-old mom, Leah Chapman, who is always sick from breathing in the fungi.
My mom does not smoke. She's never smoked a day in her life, but she has a smoker's cough because she's constantly in contact with all of this.
Lolly also says she has mold growing in her ears and is in constant pain every day.
I told my mom, I'm going to die in this house. You know, that's the long and the short of it.
Aside from her mother, Lolly worries about her dog and two cats. The mold already took the life of her service dog in February. Lolly says Rebuild Florida gave them a new mobile home to replace the old one. However, Alachua County won't sign off on replacing the new home because the current home was placed on the property on a hardship variance 27 years ago. County Growth Manager Director Missy Daniels says the hardship variance is meant for homes that are secondary on the property.
The Board of Adjustment, which also no longer exists in the county, had issued the hardship variance to Leah Chapman's father for his use, for them to take care of him, and it was to be removed once the hardship was no longer.
Daniels says the county no longer issues hardship variances, but the old rule still prohibits the county from issuing a building permit. She says the county gave the Chapmans a few options, either to place the mobile home on another close relative's property, buy a new piece of land, or replace the primary mobile home on their property. However, Lolly says the primary mobile home is occupied by her uncle, and the other options are not affordable. She says she works 10 hours a week because she is still in high school, and if they were to buy another property, she may have to give up her dreams for the future.
I want to go to college, you know, but that's right now, unless I go on scholarships, we have to use all of the money that we have saved for my college funds.
Lolly and Leah attended a county commission meeting on October 12th to ask county commissioners to vote on changing the rule. However, Daniel said they can only take public comment at that time and consider it for a vote later.
It's going to take probably the presentation and some back and forth because it brings in different issues, the hardship variance, the old one. They have to hear the discussion and make decisions as a board.
Daniel says county commissioners will vote on November 2nd on whether to change the rule so that this isn't an issue for other mobile homeowners. Jake Reyes, WUFT News.